Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean.
change. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor unto Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, elect Pastor Barbara Smith, to my apostles, Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, youth, to our men, ADM Frontline, members, family, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good morning, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California. Good morning, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Puerto Rico. Good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Oregon. I bid you all good morning, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, give him thanks this morning, for what a mighty God we serve. For he woke us up this morning, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Oh, yes, he did. See, it was God that woke us up this morning. His spiritual alarm clock. Oh, glory be to God that gave us another day's journey to be here in the land of the living one more time. And God, we say thank you. We say thank you, Lord, for opening this new day, opening this new chapter, opening this new journey in our lives on today, one more time, to come before your throne, to give your name the praise, to give your name the honor, to give your name the glory, to give your name the thanks for your many blessings that you shine and shower upon us, Lord God. Oh, yes, Lord, for you are a mighty God, mighty good God we serve. Oh, glory, hallelujah. On today, as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken. Everything is fittingly and jointly into place. On today, this fabulous Friday, we just want to give you the praise, the honor, and the glory that we can come once again, Lord God, and bow before your throne and worship you, praise you, glorify you, and thank you for who you are on today in our lives. We thank you, Lord. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning to you also, Pastor Smith, and God bless you too. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I come giving you the honor who's the head of my life. I give you honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give you honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and also to Pastor Carolyn this morning. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you just thanking you just for another brand new day. Another brand new day, God, that you have breathed life into our bodies. Thanking you, Lord, for another opportunity, God, to get it right with you. Thank you, Lord, for just being who you are, God, all by yourself. Thank you, God, for your mercy and your grace this morning, God. We come to you this morning, God, bowing down before you, God. Just thank you for all things, God, the little things and the big things, God. We lift up, glory to God this morning, God. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you for the good and the bad, the up and the down, God. We thank you for every trial and tribulation that we're going through, God. Because we realize, God, it's only come to make us strong in you, God. So, God, we pray this morning, continue to let us stand, God. Standing up strong and mighty in you, God. With our head lifted up and shoulders round back, God. All is well this morning, God. We thank you. We thank you this morning for our family members, God. When we look around at the boche, God, everything is well. So we say thank you, God. Thank you for shielding and protecting us all last night and up to this point of time, God. Nothing that came in to hurt or harm us, God. No thief came in or robber. So we say thank you just for that, God. God, we lift up the nation up to you, God. We lift up the nation this morning to you, God, because we realize everything is going on around us. But yet and still, Lord, let us stay focused like never before, God. We need you, God. We need you, God, because we can't do nothing without you. But we realize we can do all things to you, God. We pray this morning, God, that you blow your strength down on us, God. It'll be shake, God. Blow like never before, God, and begin to just shake us, God, of all shit, God. Oh, God, be that mind regulator for us, God, that heart fixer, God, and let us continue to love just like you have loved, God. Let us love one another, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. God, whatever we did or said, if it wasn't like God, God, forgive us this morning in the name of God. God, we're calling on the name of Jesus this morning, God. God, we lift every stick vessel up this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize, God, by your stripes, we are already healed. In the name of Jesus, God, let us continue to stand on your word. Oh, stand on your word, God. Let us continue to read, lay before your light, never before, God. God, we truly need you, God. This is a serious matter, Lord. We need you, this morning, God. Every day of our life, God. We need you, God. Even when we get ready to go out the door, God. We need you, God, to shield and protect us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I lift up every member. Every member, my sisters and brothers of the Old Shake, God, the ADM member, God. I pray, God, that you continue to encourage one another in the name of Jesus. God, let us continue to love like never before, God. Because love over the Old Shake, love over the evilness in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift up our companion today, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen them in the name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them begin to pray like never before, God. Let them begin to walk the floor, calling on the name of Jesus, God, this morning. We realize, God, that is power in the name of Jesus, God. It almost shake, God, when we're filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, God, it makes us feel right. Makes us talk right and makes us love right, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we ask you, God, take us in your arm, God, or Moshe, and hold us, God. Never let us go, God. Handcuff us for Moshe, God. Handcuff us, God. Let us do the thing that is right, God, or Moshe, God. Let us love right. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask you, God, this morning, God, that you begin to deal with each and every one of us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up high-rise, God, the hospital of Moshe, God, jailhouses, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, oh, God, go into the houses, God, oh, God, it makes a difference when you come in the midst in the name of Jesus, God, and that you shield and protect our elderly one, God, the one that's not able to take care of themselves, God, the one that's laying on the flat of their bed of confliction, God, ain't move or do nothing, God. Hey, God, let us begin to glorify your name. Bum, happen this morning, God. Let us begin to say hallelujah in high. No matter what state, hallelujah, God. The situation is, God, let us begin to praise you, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to just lay before you, God, hold all out to you, whatever the situation is. God, we realize that you're observer of the Most High. You're the one that solves every situation, God. So we begin to call on you this morning, God. Name of Jesus, God. We ask that you continue to take care of our homeless, God. I don't have nowhere to lay their head, God, or the Most High. We pray, God, that you supply our every needs in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, how we cry out to you this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask that you brother our tongues, God. Let us be so careful what we say and do, God. In the name of Jesus, God, separate us from things and people that are not walking like you, Hallelujah, God, according to your word, God. Let us just walk with you, God. Let us, God, let us continue to hear your voice, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God, for another opportunity, Hallelujah, God, oh, to speak. We can't do nothing. God, I can't even speak without you. I don't know what to say without you, God. But I know when you come in, God, it's everything is all right, God. God. I speak about God this morning, God. Your people be encouraged, God. Be encouraged, God. God, let them know chastising is good. Yes, Lord, it is good. We thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift every up to you this morning, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Shield them and protect them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them continue to pour out, Hallelujah, God, like never before, God. Let them continue to cry out, Hallelujah, your word, God. I say, hey, Lord, I realize your word is sufficient, God. So let us begin to just take heed. Take heed into your word, God. Let us hide it in our heart, David. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us realize, God, holiness is the way. In the name of Jesus, God, of Oshay, God, not just on Sunday, but God, all through the week, all day long, in our home, everywhere that we go, God. Help us this morning, God, of Oshay, God. We need your help, God. We're crying out this morning. Help us, God. Help us in a mighty way, God, of Oshay, God. You know all about us, God. You created us, God. So we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, of Oshay, God. Anybody laying down on the confliction on the back this morning, on Gabriel, I pray today, God, that you encourage them, to let them know it's not time to give up. Oh, God, let them keep on crying out. Let them know that you are there with them, God. You hold all powers in your hand in the name of Jesus, God. We speak healing this morning. Healing this morning. We speak delivering this morning, God. We speak set free this morning, Rabosha, God, from everything that's not like you, God. Oh, God, Rabosha, God, we pull down every stronghold this morning, God. Break every chain this morning in the authority of Jesus Christ this morning. Title of the bullshit, God. Let us know how. And we don't have you in the center of our life. Nothing will last. In the name of Jesus, God, boy, if we have you in the center of our life, calling on you, God, of the bullshit, from the depths of our heart, God. You are the beginning and the end of the God. Yes, you are, God. We thank you this morning, God. We ask that you touch every line this morning, every internet, the Bosh, God, this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let your power flow. Let your power flow, the Bosh, God, in the internet, telephone, everywhere, God. Let the Bosh, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God. Victory, how about that, Bosh, God? Victory this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, of the Most High, God. We speak in the name of Jesus, God. We can do all things through you, God. They strengthen us, God, of the Most High, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the shaking and the making, God, of the Most High, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, we lift up every youth that it is this morning, God. Keep them in your hand, God. Shield and protect them, God. It's the only way to school, God, of the Most High, God. Back, God, of the Most High, in the everyday everyday activities in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Everything ain't like you, Hallelujah, God. We plead the blood of Jesus, Hallelujah, over each and every one of us this morning, God. We're buying up happiness, Hallelujah, God. If it's happiness anywhere, God, we plead the blood of Jesus against it, God. We speak the lightness, Hallelujah, of Jesus Christ, God. We thank you this morning, God. We speak the love, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, God. We're buying up happiness. You have a voice in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Jesus, for all things, God. We thank you for another opportunity to come in together, beginning to praise God, to magnify his name, God. We ask that you sanctify our lips the most, God. Let the praise continue to be upon our lips, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, the most high, God, we thank you this morning. Yes, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, God. We're calling on the name of Jesus this morning, God. It's an emergency, God, of our sinner, the bullshit, God. We need, out of the bullshit, God. The sinners need you, God. The saints need you. Ego by sign, out of the bullshit. Oh, we need you, God, like never before, God. Teach us, God, out of the bullshit, God. Teach us, God. Hold us by our hand and walk with us, out of the bullshit, God. Teach us, God, how to live, out of the bullshit, God, in you, God. How to love in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Ego by sign, out of the bullshit, God. Yes, Lord, out of the bullshit, God. Teach us, Lord. We need you, God. All of us need you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I lift up the man's ministry, God, oh, bullshit, God. I have no doubt, God, oh, bullshit, God, that you're going to work it out in the name of Jesus, God. It almost sounded, oh, bullshit, God. Yes, it is, man, running, God, oh, bullshit, God. Want to do your will, oh, bullshit, God. Got a thirst and a hunger for you, oh, bullshit, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, oh, bullshit, God. We thank you for saving souls, God, this morning, God. We thank you for filling them with the Holy Ghost. We realize, God, there's a lot of hurt souls out there. Oh, but God, we speak, God, healing in the name of Jesus, God. Heal souls, God. And oh, God, say, God, that people have been wounded, God. But I ask you this morning, heal the wounds, he go, oh, say, in my mighty name of Jesus, God. And let us run on, God. Let us run, Lord, oh, say, God, without looking back, God. Keep us strong in you, God. We so sometimes. We get weary along the way, God. Oh, but God, let us continue, Hado Moshe, God. You said you'll never leave us, nor forsake us, God. So we realize that you are there, God. So we ask you this day, God. Have your divine way like never before. A mighty name of Jesus, God. Not our will, Lord, but let your perfect will be done in our life, God. And the Hado Moshe, God, even around us, God. Let us let you have your way, God. So you take control, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. As we ask this morning, in the name of the Father, the Most High God, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we go for shade. In Jesus' name, we pray this morning.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God, amen, for the prayer coming from our mother. Praise God this morning. And we ask that the Holy Spirit come in with us and reform and renew everything in the name of Jesus. Now at this time, praise God, we're going to pour this portion of the Spirit over to our own pastor and apostle, Triple Spencer, the morning of the Father. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Oh, hey, good morning. Good morning, Pastor Smith. Good morning, listeners, people of God. God bless you all. I was playing the music a little too loud. You probably need to turn it down some.
Thank you.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, people of God. Good morning, Pastor Smith. There you go. Amen. 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 Good morning. Good morning. God bless you all. How you all doing this morning? And I just give thanks to God. Amen. I give thanks to the Lord and the Spirit of Christ, who's the head of our life. Amen. The head of all of us. And, I just thank God for our international and our national listeners all over the world. We give God the praise and we give God the glory. Amen. And we just thank God for what he is doing. Amen. I just want to come on and just share with our listeners and share with our followers in the next coming weeks, especially starting next week, they're going to be hearing a different change into the broadcast. Amen. They're going to be hearing a different change into the broadcast. They are not going to be hearing for the ADM family throughout these weeks until God says so. Amen. So you're going to be, the listeners are going to be hearing a different change into the broadcast. You probably just hear Pastor Smith probably just come on and just give you an encouraging word, and we're going to go. Amen. Because we got some repairing to do. we got some repairing to do. And that's one thing that I will not do, and we will not be. We will not be hypocrites of the gospel. We're going to always give you something authentic, and we're going to make sure that our home and our life is in order as we minister to each and every one of you. Amen. And if things are not, we're going to shut it down. We're going to shut it down. That's just the bottom line, because we're not here to play with the souls of God's people, or we're not here to play with God at all. Amen. We're not going to tell you about the fruits of the Spirit if we cannot walk in it. We're not going to tell you about unity if we cannot walk in it. We're not going to tell you about love if we cannot come and walk in it. We're not going to tell you about forgiveness if we cannot forgive. We cannot tell you about pressing if we cannot press. We cannot tell you to hold out if we cannot hold out. We cannot tell you just take a licking and keep on ticking if we cannot take a licking and keep on ticking. Amen. Amen. And we will not do that. So we will have some reconstruction on that. We're going to be doing some prayer partners. We're going to be having some prayer partners in the morning next week. Not over the broadcast, but we're going to be prayer partners. And if you want to become a part of that prayer partners, this prayer structure for the ones that is able, that is can, please, I want you to begin to inbox me, and we'll begin to help you to match up with a prayer partner. Amen. So I just thank God for each and every one of you. I want you all to enjoy, and that's one thing that you're going to get for this ministry. You're going to get nothing but authenticity. You're going to get nothing but truth. Amen. And it's not because what we're giving to you in the forefront, it's because what we are living behind the scene as well. And also, I'd like to just make one little short brief turn before Pastor Smith comes with a little motivation this morning. We're going to have an emergency meeting tonight at 7 p.m. With all the leaders. Emergency meetings tonight with all the ADM family leaders. So please be on. If you don't be on, that just let us know you're not no longer a leader. It's okay. But I thank God for each and every one of you. We're going to keep walking into the integrity of the Holy Ghost and the integrity of God. Regardless of what it do, it might hurt us, it might not hurt us, but the integrity of the Spirit of the living God is going to be represented first. And I challenge each and every one of you and those that is listening internationally and all over the world, examine your life, examine yourself. And let's make sure that we are not the one going to spread a plague or spread a virus and this ongoing thing into the body of Christ that is have not find no ceasing yet. The ceasing stop with you. The ceasing stop with us. And we got to put a foot down and we got to put our stand on it. We're going to have to slow things down. We have to stop things because we want nothing but the beauty of God to be glorified. When God be glorified, he be able to draw the body of Christ, be able to get stronger, different things in our lives, be able to transition into its proper place. Everything will come into its proper place correctly. Amen. Amen. And we as peoples and saints of God, we got to make sure we are moving forth and ministering with the word of it, with the integrity. We got to have enough integrity to know that if things is not right in our life, to sit aside. And that's what happened to the body of Christ. We feel we have different issues inside of us, but we can still begin to pray. We have different issues inside of us, and we can still begin to preach. We have things inside of us, and what's happening is the body of Christ is being hurt. The body of Christ is being damaged. The body of Christ is being impartations that is not of God. The body of Christ, because we don't have individual have enough integrity in the spirit realm to take a stand and say, you know what? No, I need to back off. I need to cheer. God, you need to do something inside of me. God, you need to help me with this. God, I need to get it together. I need to get it right. So we got to take a stand. And I'm doing a boycott right now in the name of Jesus so we can take a stand for the body of Christ, so we can walk in eternity. And I'm telling you right now, if you come in contact with this ministry, you better believe you coming in contact with individuals and different things that is walking in the spirit of eternity. If not, we just shut it down. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather for man, and we got to look at it this way, man can be mad at you, man can not like you, man can have an issue with you, as long as you please God, you got to believe, regardless of how how things is right now, you're still going to thrive. You're going to be successful. God's going to give you the promotion. God's going to give you what you need to have. And I'm telling you right now, and I just thank God for each and every one of you and our faithfully listeners, our faithfully followers. I just want to be the one to share with you, amen, and to let you know we will be making some changes on next week, amen, and for on until the Lord says something different, amen, because we want to make sure we're giving you the pureness of the Holy Ghost and the pureness of God. We don't want to give you none of our flesh, none of our issues, none of our different things, amen. We want to make sure that God is reigning in everything, and this is the part of my God Almighty that we all just have to join together in unity, and let's make it, because at the end of the day, the only person who wants the glory from the story is the enemy. That's the only person who wants the glory. And you cannot, we cannot be a puppet for the devil and allow the enemy to have the glory. For the souls of God's people to be hurt, and the souls of God's people to be damaged, and the souls of God's people to look at the body of Christ and say, I don't want to be into this. I need to go to another religion. I need to go and join Buddhism because it's too much mess in Christianity. I need to go and join Islam because it's too much mess over here. Here. Amen. We as saints of God and as individual, we got to have to walk in integrity of the Holy Ghost, because at the end of the day, it's the souls of God's people are being damaged, and the enemy is using us as puppets to damage the body of Christ. Amen. Somebody needs to tell themselves that thank God that these are men and the women of God that sin no more. It's not happening on their watch. It's not happening. It ain't going to happen no more. Amen. We love you, man. We're going to stay with you all. We bless God for you all. But at the end of the day, it's some restructuring and some repairing that has to take place. Amen. Because we want to keep bringing forth a word. We want to keep bringing forth a prayer. We want to keep bringing forth scriptures and sermons and this gospel prayer hour that God appreciates, that God bless, that God thinks highly of, that God is approval on. And God is, because when that happens, it makes an impact into your life. It makes an impact into your life. And we just give God the glory, and we just thank the living God. And I just thank God for everyone that I've been laboring and that I've been going forth. And we thank God. And at the end of the day, we still want to give you something throughout the weeks, something motivation. But we are going to be having some things readjust, rechange, amen, until we all come together as unity. We all come together as family. We all come together as structure, amen. So if you want to get in, my international listeners, please inbox me, ADM Leaders. Please spread the word. I want to see, we want to get on at 7 p.m. Have our 911 emergency meeting with the Spirit of the Lord and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I love you all. Thank God for you, Pastor Smith, doing an excellent job. Excellent job walking in the spirit of integrity. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. But at the end of the day, I have a thing with our family. We all are family. We all. And when a family sent out a mayday or distress system signal, we all went to that mayday in that distress system. Not one, not two, we all, because we all are family. We all are family, and we all are in this together. And we all are family in the body of Christ. We all are in this together in the body of Christ. Amen. We all are. Amen. So at the end of the day, we got to stand with family. We got to stand with the integrity of God. We got to stand with the Holy Ghost. Notice I did not say to stand with people. No, you stand with the integrity of God. You stand with God. And at the end of the day, if an individual don't want to stand with God, don't want to stand with the Holy Ghost, and want to stand with foolish, want to stand with mess, you need to reevaluate your circle. You need to restructure your circle. You need to reorganize things. Amen? Because you are not going to get into that place, or you're not going to reach to that success that God has. And you, as saints of God, and those that are listening all over the world, you got to have a determination in your spirit. I wouldn't give a care if city come with me in one state throughout the journey. Because at the end of the day, if one throughout the journey, the Bible say one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to fight. Because at the end of the day, it's not about quantity, it's about quality. And if we can get into the place where God wants us at, God will give us the quantity. God will pour out the quantity. I got to understand, when Jesus walked this earth, Jesus wasn't worried about quantity. He was worried about quality. That's why the Bible says he went picking his 12 disciples. He went and asked 12 to come walking with him. And 12 came with him, but it was thousands following him. Because God would give the quality. God would give the quantity. You just worried about the quality that is in your life. And in a businessman, amen, business individuals, if you're ready to get to that place of your success, you're ready to get to that place of your financial breakthrough, you're ready to get to that place of your supernatural miracle, amen, you need quality, amen, around you, not quantity. Because quality is going to help you to get to that place where God wants you at. Quality is not going to help you but get your headache. You got to go with the quality, amen. Go with the quality and understand that God is for you. And do not take, listen, saints of God, do not take anything but the best around you. Restructure. Mm-hmm. A lot of us going to have to look back and restructure our life. We got to restructure. Make sure we take a look not at our neighbor, but restructure within ourselves. Restructure within ourselves. And when we restructure within ourselves, we could come out and go into the power of God. We could come out and walk in the integrity of life. We could see the success. We could see the miracles. We could see the blessing. We could see the healing. We could see the different things that God has promised us, that God has said, and that God has released. Is there anybody is ready to take a stand for the gospel? Or you just one of the world just ready to test to see things continue to be where it is? I'm sick and tired of the gospel spirit. I'm sick and tired of the spirit of rejection. I'm sick and tired of the message spirit inside of the body of Christ. Is there anybody is ready to just say, I'm sick and tired? And if we got to do a boycott, if we got to do a march, if we got to shut everything down, so shall it be. And so we can let the spirit know you will not have no power. You will not have no authority. You will not use us as a mouthpiece. You will not use us to damage the body of Christ, to damage the souls of God's people. You will not use us to make a mockery to God. You will not use us, amen, because it starts here. It will not go no further. Because my life is more important than anything, just my walk with God is more important. My walk with the Holy Ghost is more important. My having a relationship and a healthy relationship with the Lord is more important than anything that you can say and anything that you do. We got to understand that it's much more important. We got to get out of the place of, I just want to be church-like. I don't want to be church-like. I want to have a life that live and please unto the Lord. We got to get into the place. It's not about my brother. It's not about my sister. It's not about my mama. It's not about my baby daddy. It's not about my baby mama. It's not about anybody else, but it's my lifestyle. It's pleasing unto the Lord. Do I represent God in my issues? Do I represent God in persecution? Do I represent God in the midst of anything? Yeah. Can I still stay when issues comes up? Can I still stand when persecution come my way? Can I still stand when I get all types of reports? Can I get still stand or my knees buckle? If my knees buckle, you are not ready to lead the body of Christ. If your knees buckle, you are not ready to receive your blessing. You're not ready to receive your miracle. You're not ready to receive your healing. Because we walk by faith, not by sight. And as we walk in, we don't know what going to come our way. We don't know what. That's why the Bible tells us, look towards the hill from which cometh our help, and our help coming from the Lord. Is there anybody looking towards the hill which cometh our help? Your help is coming not from the apostle, not from the pastor, not coming from Pastor Smith, not coming from Mother Jackson, not coming from your neighbor, not coming from your mother, not coming from anybody else, but the
Bible says it cometh from the Lord, and the Lord is our help. And saints of God, and we as people have to understand it. If not, you will be devoured by the wolves, by the snake-like spirit. You will be devoured, because at the end of the day, you can say God is my refuge. You will be tested. You can say I'm a strong tower. You will be tested. You can say God for I live and God for I die. You will be tested. And when a test comes with the wolves, when a test comes with the snake-like spirit, when a test comes that's going to make you weary, what do you do in the midst of the test? Do you don't give your best because you're feeling some type of way? Do you don't give your best because you're ready to throw in the towel? You don't give your best, my God. Who's suffering? You got to understand, your pastor is not suffering. Your friend is not suffering. Your business partner is not suffering. The only person going to suffer is the only person that is feeling some type of way. Because if he or she, or if you are determined, you want to make it to the finish line with somebody or without them. You got to understand, my mind is made up. If I'm with you, I'm with you. But if I got to go without you, I will go without you. Because at the end of the day, it's the Lord that we are focused on. Is the anybody focused with the Lord? Are you focused with the Lord? Because it's the Lord that we are focused. My God, it's the Lord that we as saints of God, as peoples of God, is focused. Because at the end of the day, the pastor might have the gift of healing, but the gift of healing is not approved unless God approved it. He can walk with healing all day, but the healing is not approved until God approved the release. Y'all hear me? He can have the gift of miracles, but the miracles is not approved until God approved it. If God doesn't approve it, you can then the one way you will leave out the same way until God approved the healing, until God approved the release. So it's God, in other words, it's God that is the one that is helping me to pay my bills. It's God is the one that is helping me keep it afloat. It's God is the one that is helping me to have a peace of mind. God is the one that makes the things in my life rain. It's not the devil. It's not my enemy. It's not the he says, it's not the naysayer. It is the Lord that is blessing you. It is the Lord that keeping your body intact so that disease or that issue will not overtake you and kill you. It is the Lord making sure you eating. It is the Lord making sure food on your table. It is the Lord making sure you are thriving every day. And when you get your eyes off of that and put your eyes on something else other than the Lord, now you are dealing with a demon. And church people, we got to start around here, stop running our mouth as we demon busters, and we got to prove that we are demon busters in our own personal life. Don't go to have a sermon and want to impart it into somebody else. I am a demon buster. You rebuke the devil. Lord, baby, when it's time for you to rebuke the devil, can you rebuke it? When it's time for you to deal with the devil, can you deal with him? Amen. Is there anybody? My God, I rebuke that spirit of a hypocrite, that spirit of a hypocrite in the church, in the body of Christ, that got a nerve to minister to the souls of God's people. I will be that spirit of a hypocrite in the name of Jesus. And saints of God, I love this world. You've been following pastor for over 4 to 5 years now. We will not give you hypocrites. We will not give you individuals that is not working with God. We will not give you double-minded spirits. We will not give you different things that is contaminating the body of Christ, because our integrity was more to us than anybody to come up and minister in a voice to take up a room. Our integrity is worth more than us than that. We have so much love. I have so much love for the body of Christ. I have so much love for the Lord. I have so much love.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
So much of love.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to figure out what's happened to the love in the body of Christ.
Yes, Lord.
I'm trying to figure out. See, got people say they love God. They say,
yes, Lord.
What happened to the love in the body of Christ?
Yes, Lord.
Yes. You love God. You love the body of Christ because God is the body of Christ.
Yes.
Y'all ain't hear me. God is the church.
Yes,
Lord. What happened to the love? This is why we got individuals switching their religion. It's your idol God's religions.
Yes,
it's your Islamic Buddhism. Mm-hmm. It's a different things. Because it's freedom. Is it really free? It's freedom. Freedom to worship. Is it really free? Freedom to give God the praise. Is it really free? Freedom to be who I am, to God change me, or to God help me, to God deals with me, or to God cleans me up, is it really free? Is freedom of the gospel, is it really free? But do we consider freedom this morning? Can we say you are really free? Are you really free? Are we really free with the gospel? I know the Bible says, who the Son says free is free indeed. But the question is, are we really free?
Mm-hmm.
Are we really free? And we believe that we are free, but we're still in the lion's den.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that we are free, but we're still in a fire furnace. We believe that we are free, but we are still in a prison that is trapped in our minds and trapped in our life. Do we believe that we are free, but we still locked in imprisonment, locked in imprisonment of rejection, locked in imprisonment of bitterness, locked in imprisonment of unforgiveness, locked in imprisonment of not just being happy? Are we really free? Are we really free? Are you really free? Freedom comes with joy. Freedom comes with happiness.
Yeah.
Freedom comes with peace. Freedom comes with no matter you send my way, no matter what you say, no matter what you do, this joy that I have, the world can get it, and the world cannot take it away.
Amen.
This freedom. Are you in peace this morning? Are you in happiness this morning? And the young family, where are you this morning? Are you in peace this morning? Are you in happiness this morning? Are you waking up this morning not with expectation, knowing that you're going to get your healing, knowing that there's some financial relief coming my way, knowing that God's going to do something this morning? Are you waking up this morning with something else on your mind other than God?
Amen.
Where is your freedom? People say, God, where is your freedom? A successful person, a successful businessman, they don't go to bed and waking up about what the issues that happened yesterday. They wake up in the morning with a game plan. How can I succeed more than I succeeded yesterday? How can I push more? How can I get this yes other than this no? I'm determined to get this yes. I'm determined to not allow anything to stop me. No matter how many times they say no, I'm going to wake up every morning to see my yes. This is the day that I'm getting my yes. This is the day I'm getting my promotion. This is the day that I'm not going to allow nothing to stop me from getting to the place where I need to get it.
Amen.
Businessmen become successful because of that determination. What happened to the success in the body of Christ?
Mm.
Is the body of Christ becoming successful? Or we just coming another religious junkie that doesn't have no power, but we just believe it in our own subconscious, we got power. But we ain't moving a great because we cannot move. We cannot rebuke our own headache wounds. We don't have enough power to rebuke our own reverse demons. Church of God, before I leave, let's take church out of the equation and let's put God there. Let's put the Holy Ghost there. We're not here to play with our Lord and Savior. We're not here to play church. When you accept Him as your personal Savior, you come in the Trinity of the family. You come into the family. You don't been adopted into the bloodline of the family. And you don't came into a good family. Regardless of what been represented as they represented as the one and as the individual or the family representing God, if you don't see the fruits of the Spirit, and if you don't see the happiness and the joy, you're not seeing a representative of the Spirit of God. You're seeing a representative of the demonic enemy. Because it's only the demonic enemy will represent God contradictorily and represent God two-sidedly. One minute he's the angel of the light, and the next minute he's the prince of the darkness. It's only the enemy will show you two sides. They'll show you a side of hallelujah and show you another side, I'll cut your neck off.
My Lord.
But it's only God that shows you one side. Mm-hmm. And that side is the light. Saints of God and everybody that listening all over the world, I hope you're shaking your spirit up. Because you can reevaluate yourself, what side of you are. It's only going to be hot or cold. You cannot be lukewarm. It's either you're on the side of the adversary, it's either you're on the side of the Lord. And let me tell you something, if you're on the side of the adversary, you cannot get success on that side and with anybody that is on that side. You can only get success with those who want to leave their light on, those who want to let their light shine. In the midst of the darkness, even though darkness might come on this earth, on this side, on the East Coast of the United States of America around about 8 o'clock, even though darkness might come on and illuminate the whole body of earth, but if I can leave the light on, darkness will not penetrate over here. Some of us got to leave our lights on if we're going to shine for the Lord. Let's leave our lights on this morning. Let's leave our lights on. Let's make the kingdom of God great. Let's make sure that the kingdom of God is being represented properly. Let's look in our life and let's strive towards our success and our goals. Let's get into the place that God calling us to be in. Let's make the kingdom of God great individually, in our hearts, in our spirits, in our mind, in our personal life. Anything outside of that is not the spirit of the God. It's a representative of the spirit of the devil. So today, before I leave and turn this back over to Pastor Smith, ask yourself by evaluating your whole life, whose side you been on? Are you one that go and just worship God, I adore you, God, I bless you, God, I reign on you? Then you come home and you cannot forgive your brother and sister because they said something not the way towards you. Are you one that go and preach the gospel and say, God can do it, God can make it? But are you the one, when persecution come up your way, you feel as though you cannot make it no more, you want to throw in the towel? And if you are the one that is walking in that, ask yourself a question. Who is this affecting? Is it affecting my enemy? Is it affecting the one that persecute me? Is it affecting the one that gossip? Is it affecting the one that talked about me? Is it affecting the one that said the smart remarks about me? Who is it affecting? I wonder why God cannot trust some of us. Maybe because we let him down over and over again. Because them are the times, they are the issues that affect the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. It's been affected. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has been affected. Your enemy, your persecutor has not been affected because they're living their life. They still eating. They still going on about their business. And give it a couple of weeks or a couple of months, they don't move on to somebody else to talk about them and they forgot about you. You still stuck. And guess what? While you've been stuck, what's in you? God cannot pull out of you because you're stuck in a place. Now God got to untie your knot to just get you to the place that he can bring you into the area of fear of the Holy Ghost, that he can bring you into be. Church folks, we need to stop telling the world to repent, and we need to take our own advice and repent ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, glory. Oh, glory. We got so much of sin, and we got so much education, but we cannot convince our own self to walk in peace and to walk in happiness and walk in the joy of the Lord.
Hello.
Holy glory. Who are you representing? Who do you really love? Don't get up every morning at 7 a.m. to come and tell me 8 a.m. is vain. Don't make it to every Bible study that you can make it in and make it in vain. Don't go and get you no happiness and allow the enemy to come by night and steal it and rob you. Because he comes by like a thief to steal, kill, and destroy. Don't worship God and have a relationship with him in vain. Don't do it. Don't do it. There's going to be many saying the last days, Father, 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 I am your child. And he says, depart from me, I know you're not. So tonight, this morning, my soul cries out for the body of Christ. My soul cries out for you. My soul cries out. Not for the church, because the church, that God have the church in his hand. And whatever God released, God's going to release, and God's going to increase. The devil cannot tear that up. Because God got the church. And when he did try, he had to rebuke Peter because he said, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Then when the gates of hell tried, he had to put the gates of hell back in his place. My soul cries out for not for the church, but for you. To you. You don't live all this life on this earth, suffering in your body, then you get to the gate because you don't allow the naysayer affect your spirit and you can't make it in. Oh, my goodness. You got things held in your heart because you allow the enemy to entrap you. You cannot communicate to your brothers and sisters or your co-workers. Question yourself. Why I'm not getting the blessing that I'm asking for? Why I'm not getting the miracle that I need? What is it? Is I'm walking in prayer or is I'm not walking in prayer? Because I know you're a blessing, God. Pastor Smith, God bless you all. God bless you all. We'll be meeting with the need leadership tonight at 7:30. Please spread the word, everybody. Please text. Please send out your message. Thanks to God. I bless God with you. If you want to start doing some partnering up prayer and some prayer partners, please inbox me and give a call. We're going to partner up. Because at the end of the day, we as the people of the body of Christ, we got to get it together. We need to take our minds off the world. We need to take our minds, what I'm doing, and we need to put our eyesight and our minds in our own house. And we need to get our own house together. This is no game, because God is real. And God shall not be mocked. I love you all. I'm coming from a heart of love, because your soul means more into me. There ain't a message. There ain't a shout. Anything that you could say or any of you support, your soul means so much. Your soul. And I refuse to be in a servant of God and just on an assignment and nothing else to allow your soul to be in jeopardy and don't sound the alarm. God bless you all. We love you all. Let's keep pushing. Let's keep making it. And this too shall come to pass. God bless you, Pastor Smith.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Just want to leave, amen, a word of the Lord with you. Hebrews 11 and 1, talking about faith. And we know that faith is complete trust and confidence in something or someone. In this case, we're talking about God. Keep your faith in the God. The Greek word for faith is pistis. The Hebrew word is pistero. Amen. And the substance, a particular kind of matter with uniform properties only God can provide. In the Greek, it's osia. In the Hebrew, amen. Amen. You have a God blessed day in the Lord, and keep on pressing towards the hills. from which cometh your help, because it cometh from the Lord. God bless you. Have a God blessed day.
Change me, oh God. Make me more.